Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bachelor with Professor John Cochran of the Hoover Institution on Stanford University's campus. He keeps the Grumpy Economist blog at Substack. We've been discussing tariffs and what they do to prices and how to handle that if you're a retailer or selling in America. Now we come to what Mr. Powell has spoken of, which is his concern that tariffs are inflationary and or he wants to hold off decision-making at the Fed until he sees more. John, we're told that the Federal Reserve is in train to cut rates several times more this year. I don't know how many. They keep moving the number around. But in any event, within these next hours, there's a decision from the Federal Reserve about rates. Does that have a connection to tariffs? Can he mitigate tariffs with the Federal Reserve rate?
Absolutely. No. What he can't mitigate is the fact that imported goods are going to get more expensive relative to your wages and other things. He can help choose the level of all of that stuff. I think the Fed and Chris Waller was clear about this. They understand that tariffs are a one-time rise in the price level. And so Chris was saying, well, we're going to look through that. In other words, just let it happen, but it doesn't turn into permanent inflation. Well, that's exactly what they did in 2020, 2021. It was a one-time rise in the price level, but the peasants with pitchforks were pretty unhappy about it, and I think for good reasons. We lost 20% of the value of our money. So Fed's kind of caught between a rock and a hard spot here. The tariffs, as they come through, are going to cause extra inflation. We're stuck at 3%. We're in danger of stalling 20 feet off the runway here, or inflation's kind of like cockroaches. We're not really done. Yet the president wants lower interest rates in great part to lower interest costs on the debt and make the deficits not look so bad. Plus, they got this supply shock of tariffs on the way, which is, you know, you can say one time rise in the price level, but it's going to look awfully unhappy while it comes. So they are between that rock and a hard spot, and good luck to them.
What is to be done? The tariffs, they could lift the tariffs. That would be a dramatic decision by the Trump people. What is to be done by the Federal Reserve? Not cut rates. Isn't that available to them, John?
Oh, yeah. They could leave it alone and try to mitigate the inflation that's going to come at some.
And
some,
wouldn't mitigation be more likely with the rates as they are now rather than lower?
I think that's right, especially in the short run. I mean, the standard view is that higher interest rates help to fight inflation. But they've got a lot of political pressure to lower those interest rates, and it's going to be a difficult course for them to follow.
And what should we watch for when Mr. Powell makes a statement tomorrow? I don't want to do this, but I have to, or we believe that we can be justified on the basis of moderating prices. How does he explain to the American people what I'm doing is against my instincts, and you're going to get inflation out of it?
I would hate to guess in advance. I think you will watch a master in action. There's no way he's going to say, I'm being forced to do something I don't want, but maybe deep between the lines. Maybe he thinks, lower interest rates are appropriate. Maybe this 3% inflation he thinks is actually going to go away all of it on its own without higher interest rates. It'll be fun to watch. But he's a master at giving statements. So I wouldn't even want to try to guess what he's going to say.
The opinion of tariffs heretofore, going back several hundred years, is that they're burdensome to the economy and protectionism is unwise, that it leads to bad outcomes. Now that we have this period in which the tariffs are imposed, presuming the Supreme Court does not decide to the contrary, and that case is pending, will we look back upon this period as in some fashion challenging the received wisdom, or will we still say tariffs cost us money and it was not a good idea?
Well, it all depends how it turns out. If every economist is wrong and Trump is right and tariffs lead to explosive growth in the U.S. economy, well, we'll have to eat our hats. If he's able to use the tariffs as a costly geopolitical weapon to lead us to a better international order and trade, then it'll look better than it was, although, you know, the economy is right. Sadly, I think that, you know, Trump's doing a lot of good stuff. I think this is going to a permanently high tariff regime, protectionist regime, is a unforced mistake, which may undo a lot of the other good. We'll see what happens.
John Cochran, Hoover Institution.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.